It's almost a rite of passage for Seattle kids. Come to the Center for Wooden Boats and build your own miniature sailboat decorated with bottle caps.
And now what do we do?
School groups are by no means the only ones who come. More than 100,000 people visit the center every year, taking sailing and woodworking classes and going out on free boat rides. The number of visitors is growing, too, as more people flock to the Museum of History and Industry next door. So now, after years of planning, the center is getting ready to expand. Betsy Davis is executive director. She stops in a spot right between Mohai and the parking lot.
The new education center is going to be built right over here in this patch of gravel.
The 9,000-square-foot building will double the size of their existing floating boat shop. Inside, they'll restore boats and build new ones, hold workshops for adults and classes for kids. The design is a mixture of modern and traditional boathouses. It will rise like a glass box with panels of wooden slats that can slide up and down. At night, they plan to keep it lit. Davis says it will look like a lantern, and she says it will draw in more people.
So I think we'll be a little bit less hidden of a secret, and more people will find out it really is okay to go into the boat shop and see what people are doing. Oh, it really is. You can go down and actually use those boats.
The building will cost a little more than $6.5 million, and they're still fundraising. Big backers include the Norcliffe Foundation, the Washington State Historical Society, Foss Maritime, and Lake Union Dry Dock. The plan is to open by spring 2015. Davis says it will be a place in the middle of the hubbub of South Lake Union for people to unplug, feel the wind, pick up a hammer, and get back in touch with the water. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.